Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. Part of the process of harvesting olives and preparing them for being squeezed in the press for oil is putting them into something called a ma'atan. This ma'atan is a box where olives are put to soften, right? So we know that if you leave fruit around, then it gets very soft, right? We don't really want to eat it anymore then because it's very soft, but that would be great for squeezing out the juice, right? So the olives are put in this ma'atan where they're allowed to begin to, almost to go bad, but they're not going bad. They're just getting soft. And we leave them there. Now these olives, of course, are not nigmar malachtan because they are intended to be squeezed for oil. So now, our Mishnah is going to talk about, Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss what if you decided you want to eat one, right? So, hanotel zeisim min ha-ma'atan. If you take olives out of the box, right, to eat, tovel echad echad b'melach ve'ochel. You are permitted to take one out, dip it in salt, and eat it. And that's not koveya. That is not called salting olives, which we had in the previous Mishnah. We said salting is koveya. This is not called salting. Dipping one in salt is not called being koveya. And however, in malach v'nas on the fun of, chaya. But if you took a bunch of them, right, and you salted them and then put them out to eat, so that is koveya. That is called salting. And that is what the previous Mishnah was talking about when said salting is koveya, and therefore at that point it's chayv and shumas maestros and can no longer be eaten achilas haroi. Rabbi Eliezer Omer min hamaatan hatahor chayav umin hatamei patur. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know, it depends on the ma'atan, or rather the status of the olives in the ma'atan. We're assuming here that the person is tamei, because generally people are. Certainly, at a minimum, unless they freshly washed in Tilas Yudayim, their hands are considered Shnei Satuma. They're considered Tame at the level of Sheni Latuma. And therefore, if they touch these olives, they're going to make them Tame at least with regard to Trumas and Maestros, because the Trumos at least, because the Kohen can't eat them once they're a Shlishi. And frequently people are tamei anyway, even regardless of the Shnei Satuma. So we're assuming that the person is tamei. And Rabbi Eliezer says, you know, if the person is tamei and the ma'atan is tahor, then it's koveh. Then you're chayev and trumas maestros. Why? Because the person is aware that by taking olives out of the ma'atan and salting them, even one at a time, but by taking them out, they're done. Because once you're now holding them in your hands, you're going to make them tame, and you can't put them back. However, and since you can't put them back, then they're done, right? And that, therefore, is koveya. However, umina tame patur, mipnei shu machzir samosar. But if the person is tame and the ma'atan is tame, then taking olives out is not koveya. Unless, of course, you salt a bunch of them, as we said before. But if you take them out one at a time, then you are, or if you take it out a bunch, but you only eat them and salt them one at a time, it is not koveya, because you're simply going to put back the leftovers, right? And therefore, it's clearly not done. That's achilas haroi. You're going to eat one and then decide. If you want another one, you'll eat another one. But when you're finished eating, there's still some in front of you, you're just going to put them back in the ma'atan, because your tamei, the matan is tamei, the olives are tamei, so what's the difference? You'll put it back in, and it'll get squeezed with the rest of the olives. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, in that circumstance, it's not koveh.